Environmental hypocrisy seems to be becoming more prevalent as people and businesses struggle through difficult economic times. One such business that may be accused of this in recent times is the Northern Rivers Echo. In July, we started noticing changes to how the Northern Rivers Echo was being delivered. Reducing distribution and changes to delivery methods seemed to be the direction the newspaper was heading. Previously delivered by walkers, the newspaper was unwrapped and neatly placed in letterboxes. The new delivery method utilises drivers, who throw the single-folded plastic wrap papers from their vehicles. They are folded long ways and do not tend to travel any great distance when thrown. The new delivery method has had such a negative impact that the Echo published a story in their paper on 16 August 2012 titled "Dobbin a Dodgy Delivery." They advised that they had received numerous calls and emails from readers not happy with the litter in the streets. Following the increasing amount of litter in the streets from this delivery method, and since noticing the Echo taking a heavy environmental direction in recent months, it prompted me to ask some questions which received prompt responses. The questions were initially submitted to the editor of the Northern Rivers Echo. His response was, "I don't want to comment." He did direct me to the sales manager at the Northern Star. She responded as follows. Question: why has distribution reduced so greatly? Response: we reduced the distribution in line with Shire boundaries to ensure the community publications such as the Northern Rivers Echo, Ballinashire Advocate focused on their core readership and provided their community with the news that is hyperlocal. Question: why is the paper no longer hand-delivered? Response: we moved to a delivery via contractors as this were the preferred model when we reassessed the distribution. We were having difficulties with walkers and quite inconsistent deliveries. We had troubles with wet papers as well. Question: why is the paper being wrapped in plastic? Response: to ensure the papers is dry when the weather is wet and also the dew that is on the ground when the papers are delivered early morning. Question: why is the paper not rolled so it can travel further when delivered? Response: APN have moved to the flat wrapping machine to provide a better product to our customers. We had a lot of complaints with the rolled version that the paper was difficult to unwrap. Question: why is an environmental paper using plastic? Response: to ensure the paper is dry in wet weather. This is the only model we can use to ensure the paper is dry to the consumer. Question: what delivery instructions are in place to ensure plastic wrap newspapers do not pollute our streets and waterways? Response: I am currently driving around and collecting papers that have been left for long periods of time. I do particular areas each week and write down the numbers of the houses that are not picking it up and tell the drivers to stop throwing the papers. Question: what checks are in place to ensure delivery instructions are properly followed? Response: each week I take the complaints that are being received and send them through to the drivers, including the ones I see on the roads or incorrect deliveries. I then discuss a delivery complaint and give the drivers maps of consistent deliveries. Question: whose job is it to pick up the plastic wrap newspapers that find themselves on the footpath or roads? Response: as I said above, I'm doing areas each week to pick up leftover papers and report bad deliveries back to the contractors. Question: has a reduction in distribution had an adverse impact on advertising? Response: we have not had any advertisers stop their advertising in relation to our distribution changes. Question: any other comments? Response: we will continue to provide free, hyperlocal community newspapers to the residents of the Northern Rivers and within the prescribed shires while it is both sustainable and feasible to do so. If you require any further qualification, please call the General Manager, details excluded. These responses prompted the following further comments and questions to the Sales Manager. In relation to advertisers, I believe at least one long-term advertiser has cancelled their advertising in relation to reducing distribution and the political position of the newspaper. Details were excluded. Advised me and just confirmed he was very clear about the reduction in distribution being the major reason. I believe there are a number of other businesses also discussing the same thing as a result of the reducing distribution and the political position of the newspaper. If I could ask two more questions. Has the newspaper been contacted by any businesses concerned about its political position? Excluding, details excluded, has the political position of the newspaper had any known adverse impact on advertising? Almost a week has passed and no response to these latter questions has been received by deadline. It seems the Northern Rivers Echo is of the view that reducing distribution using drivers instead of walkers to deliver the newspaper, and plastic to wrap them is what we want. Is The Echo an environmental newspaper or an environmental hypocrite? You're listening to 92.9 River FM. I'm Big Rob. Big Rob's Rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can find me on Facebook by following the links to Big Rob's Rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.